speak of practice is to speak of embodying the wisdom that is our life and ways of supporting us in being this that we are, this wisdom, this what the Buddha says when he says, I and all beings of the great earth have together attained a way on seeing the morning star. And yet there's different aspects of practice that nurture this or clarify this. As some of you may know, the northern Buddhist tradition celebrate Buddha's birth on April 8th in Japanese tradition, where they use the solar calendar, slightly different day in Chinese or Korean, and southern Buddhist traditions, slightly different day, having to do with the lunar moon and what's called Vesak. Celebrating the birth of the Buddha, but really it's celebrating this that is our life, enabling us to be born each moment as the wisdom that we are. That's whether we call it practice, whether we call it our own true nature. Being born as the wisdom that we are. That's what practice is. Or to notice how we miss this very experiencing, which is the whole of what our practice is. And then we need to see how and where we're becoming entangled and believing various stories or other matters that hinder us. So the Buddha's birth is talked about. The Buddha was born, and the baby walked in the four cardinal directions and pointed above and below, just like the image that's on the fireplace, and said, above the heaven, below the earth, I alone, and the world on it one. Really, each of us needs to be able to declare that. How do we declare that? We declare that in being present, in being who and what we are right this moment. It's not something extra. That's why we say experiencing, embodying the experiencing that is that we are. Is that we are is not grammatically correct, and yet. So Dogen speaks of life is life of the Buddha, death is life of the Buddha. I brought this up before. Dogen's teacher, Rujing, or Tendo Nyojo, another way of saying his name, had a poem that, in a sense, encapsulates this, which goes, It's the whole body like a mouth hanging in empty space. Its is our life. Its is who and what we are, this Buddha. Like a bell, a mouth, without asking with whether the winds are from north, south, east, or west. In other words, in all directions, Buddha taking seven steps in each direction. Equally for them, it talks prajna, wisdom, the wisdom that is this life of the Buddha, that is our life. This wisdom that's the whole body, the whole self, the whole other. It's the wisdom that the Heart Sutra says, form is exactly emptiness. Seeing this clearly, emptiness is exactly form, enables us to embrace this moment. As need be, we can notice when we're entangled so that we can release in experiencing this moment, release and relieve suffering, our own and others, just by ding, 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 of whatever wind, whatever circumstances arise in any direction, in any realm, to be exactly who we are. To be this that's sometimes hard to embrace, whether because of our reactions, whether because of our beliefs about it, whether because it's physically, emotionally painful, all sorts of circumstances come. Noticing our reaction, noticing how we're caught up, is the opportunity to release and embrace and experience this moment, which is how we relieve suffering, our own or that of others. That's all sorts of directions, circumstances occur. That's our life opportunity. Each day, to be this experiencing that we are, includes noticing what and where we're resisting, which winds we're saying, those shouldn't arrive, not in my life. Maybe in someone else's life, but not in my life, and yet they appear. She shouldn't have said that. He could have done something else. No problem with those thoughts, or even we can call it those judgments arising, but entangling in them makes difficulty for us or for others or both and both. That's how do we be accepting, embracing the winds from north, south, east, west in order to manifest this prajna wisdom, this seeing the form that's exactly form, the form that's exactly emptiness, the emptiness that's exactly our life as it is. That's the wisdom of responding with the wind that appears, with some ancestor, the Bankei Zenji used to use the expression, being the unborn Buddha mind. So despite me talking about the birth of the Buddha, this unborn Buddha mind is exactly our opportunity to respond as the prajna of the whole self, no matter which direction, no matter which circumstance arise, to be experiencing this without entangling in our likes and dislikes, without missing our likes and dislikes in the sense of noticing when and where they arise, and yet they're exactly the ringing of this bell that we are, this bell that's open in all directions. Because life arises for us in all directions. Sometimes memories, sometimes things people do, sometimes circumstances we have to handle even though we don't want to, sometimes births, sometimes deaths, sometimes illness, sometimes health, sometimes old age. These are all the opportunities, as Joko encouraged us, to be able to say, thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thanks for everything, and I embrace all the complaints that arise. Therefore, I have none. They're just the ringing of this prajna bell that is my life. We can't help reactions that arise, but we can release them in skillful ways so that we can do what's called for, so we can be the experiencing that is being alive this moment, with people that we want to be with, people that we don't want to be with, people that we think are good, people that we think are not, circumstances that we want, don't want. Some of you may know that the Buddha in his assembly lived in a time when there were all sorts of minor wars between different princes and kings. And some of these princes and kings would even come to the Buddha's assemblies, be his disciples sometimes, and yet they were, some of them, prosecuting wars. Who was good, who was bad? Don't ask me. We can look at it historically and make all sorts of stories. And yet the Buddha, in his Zendo, if I say it in that way, allowed all to appear. All sorts of circumstances, all sorts of people, practitioners, leaders, generals showed up. At least that's what the historical record says. What is it to manifest as the baby Buddha? The heavens above, the ground below. I alone am the world on it. I, with all that appear in my life, in our life, what do I be the equally for them all, this speaking prajna, this manifesting prajna, this whole self prajna, no matter which direction, circumstance, identification, story they come with, we come with, circumstances come with. What is skillful practice with it for us is our task and our opportunity. How is thanks for everything, I have no complaints, and yet responding skillfully to what we so-called like and what we so-called don't like. That's our thought and judgment. And yet being the experiencing moment of what arises and what we're doing. That's our wonderful opportunity to be born with the Buddha each moment, be born as the Buddha that we are, which is nothing else than exactly who we are, not some extra thing called Buddha. It's exactly our life. So please be born as the wisdom that you are. Thank you.